Hey, 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 Paw Podcasting fans. And for my 10th episode of Paw Podcasting, I am going to be educating you about, drum roll please, orangutans. Yep, that's right, folks, orangutans. They are basically, gigantic monkeys, you could say. But they are great apes, basically native to Indonesia and Malaysia. They are found in the rainforests of Borneo and Sumatra. But during the Pleistocene, they range throughout Southeast Asia and South China. They are classified in the genus Pongo. Orangutans were originally considered to be one species, so there were no subspecies, but now there are. I'm educating you about orangutans because they are endangered. Both species. There are two subspecies of orangutan: Bornean and Sumatran. Both species have experienced sharp population declines. About a century ago, there were probably more than 230,000 orangutans in total. And that's not bad, but the Bornean orangutan is now estimated at about 104,700, based on updated geographic range. The geographic range is endangered. And the Sumatran orangutan is about 7,500 in the wild. They are listed as critically endangered. That is not a lot compared to other animal species. You may ask, like, Why are orangutans endangered? Well, it is most the Bornean orangutan is now is actually now critically endangered, with populations in sharp decline due to habitat destruction and illegal hunting. The IUCN declared that last week. Bornean orangutans live only on the island of Borneo. That's how they got their subspecies name. Where their populations have declined by 60% since 1950. 60% since 1950. That is about 30 years. So their population has declined 60% for 30 years. Wow, that is a lot. But the question still didn't really get explained. Why are orangutans being hunted, or why is their habitat being destroyed? Well, it's because of fires. Fires are commonly started to clear the land and undergrowth for farming and palm oil plantations. The orangutans that are displaced, starved to death, are killed by plantation workers or pests, or die in the fires. Poaching orangutan infants and hunting for meat also threatens the species, and that is illegal. So, another question comes to mind. Why should we help orangutans? Like, who cares? Well, they play a vital role, like all animals do, to help the forest. They mainly help for seed dispersal and in maintaining the health of the forest ecosystem, which is important for people and a host of other animals, including tigers, Asian elephants, and Sumatran rhinos, which are all of those three species are endangered. So by conserving the orangutan's habitat, we're also benefiting local communities and other species. So, that is why we should help orangutans from extinction. So let's go into some mini facts. The orangutan's lifespan for a Bornean orangutan is 35 to 45 years. Their scientific name is Pongo. Their family is Hominidae. The gestation period for a Bornean orangutan is 259 days. The mass of a Sumatran orangutan is 99 pounds. The mass of a Bornean orangutan is 110 to 220 pounds. So you can see the difference between those two subspecies, how the Bornean orangutan is bigger than the Sumatran orangutan. Now, the height of a Sumatran orangutan is about 4.6 feet, and the Bornean orangutan is about 3.9 to 4.6 feet. How about the habitat? You know, where they live. Like I said before, orangutans are found only in the rainforest of the Southeast Asian islands of Borneo and Sumatra. Borneo and Sumatra are basically how they got their subspecies name. They spend nearly their entire lives in trees, swinging in treetops and building nests for sleep. Kind of like monkeys. How about their diet? You know, what they eat. The orangutan diet is made up of bark, leaves, flowers, and a variety of insects. And most importantly, over 300 kinds of fruit. Termites and ants are also part of the diet and a source of protein. And to obtain minerals, they sometimes eat soil. Ugh. Eating soil, not my thing, but apparently theirs. they are not meat eaters, because they eat fruits and flowers, bark, leaves, insects. So how about their life cycle? In the wild, orangutans live for about 35 years, like I said before, longer in captivity. However, male orangutans are about 15 to 20 before they are large enough to successfully compete for females. Females only breed every 7 to 8 years because the young depend on their mothers for about 8 years. So the mother has to take care of her children for about 8 years until they can move on. How about their adaptations? Orangutan adaptation. Their long arms and feet, like hands, allow them to grasp branches, meaning they travel with ease through the forest. Canopy. As orangutans open up the forest canopy, they breaking off branches and creating gaps. This allows light to reach the forest floor, which helps the forest to regenerate naturally. So that is another thing that orangutans can keep the forest healthy with. So, and now to end it off, I'm gonna say what you can do to save orangutans from extinction. Seven things that you can do. One, avoid products that contain unsustainable palm oil. Palm oil is a eco-friendly product, but unsustainable palm oil is not. Number two, you can buy FSC certified products. That means that it's eco-friendly. Three, go green. Like, help, like your plants. Just do something for the nature. Number four, support a charitable organization. There is this one, organization called the Orangutan Project. org. You can donate to them to give the best chance of survival against the threat of extinction. You can support the costly rehab process and the release of infant and displaced orangutans. You can also support their rescue teams, which is great. I did not look into that one, but that organization yet. So you should look into that before you decide if you should donate to them. Number five, start a fundraiser. Maybe at your local grocery store, ask them if you can start a fundraiser for orangutans. Number six, you can join a volunteer program. Like, you know, you can join the organization of their rescue teams in the orangutan project.org. And number seven, you can tell your friends. Spread this word throughout and to help orangutans. And number eight, you can visit the famous Sepalok Orangutan Center in Borneo to learn more about them. And that's it for today, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Paw Podcasting, and love your pets and think about wild animals. Good luck.